Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
More and more people are suffering from urticaria, a highly itchy raised skin reaction known as to some as wheals. Other people call them hives. They can be round or ring-shaped, and they may join together into one big rash. Celine Daly-Tarpey, nurse tutor and registered advanced nurse practitioner, is on the line now. Celine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, a lot of it about at the moment. Why might that be?
Well, I suppose there's a few reasons, and you're right. This is a very common skin condition. It affects up to 20% of people, about one in five. Now, most of us have had urticaria in our lifetime. If you've ever been stung by nettle, nettles have little hairs in them. They rub off your skin and they cause it. They leak chemicals into your skin, resulting in urticaria. So there are many different forms of it. And as you say, it appears as a typical nettle rash with wheals and it's very itchy. Sometimes you can get something called angioedema along with it, which is swelling deep in the skin, particularly around the eyes, inside the mouth and around the lips as well. So the most common form of urticaria is something called spontaneous urticaria. And we can divide this into two forms, acute and chronic. We don't exactly know why some people get urticaria and some people don't. We know that it's a release of histamine from something called the mast cells within our skin. And some people think it's an allergy. Now, you can have this an urticaria reaction as a result of typical some foods, particularly foods with colourings in them, or say as a result of a bee or a wasp sting. But actually, we don't know why specifically some people get urticaria, particularly
which is why it's called spontaneous, because it just comes. No.
And it goes by it, yes, yeah. And it can go by itself. But for some poor, unfortunate people, they can get something called chronic urticaria, which hangs around for more than 6 weeks, but can be around for months as well. So sometimes with some people, there are triggers. So sometimes it's a physical trigger, such as clothes rubbing from their skin. So say the waistband of jeans or say tight straps, that can cause this wheel type reaction to occur. Sometimes cold. So one of my neighbours here recently, for example, gave me a phone call, loves sea swimming, and all of a sudden was in the sea, and it's very cold in the west of Ireland at the moment, and developed this wheely rash all over the body, and that was just from the cold contact. So again, that wasn't an allergy, it was just purely from the cold triggering this release of histamine.
Stress reaction too?
Yes, so stress can make all skin conditions worse. We know particularly around skin conditions such as psoriasis, for example. So that will make the whole situation worse. If you have a visible skin rash that's all over your body, it can make you feel very stressed. So things like CBT and mindfulness are really important. Certain medications can trigger urticaria as well. Very common ones such as aspirin, ibuprofen, codeine. These meds can trigger off an urticaria response. Certain drugs like ACE inhibitors as well that you use for blood pressure, for example, can cause this angioedema response as well.
Recently, Celine, I saw a picture of Anne Hathaway, the actress, and she was pointing to her urticaria, which I think arrived after the birth of her son. But she was letting her fan base know, because she was going to have to appear on television, or well, not have to, but she was going to appear on television and she was kind of helping to explain why, you know, makeup might not be the best thing to put on this rash, so it was going to be visible to the viewer.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something, the ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people. Or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And again, we can, she explained that she felt a bit stressed. She was going on the Ellen DeGeneres show, I believe, and she felt a little bit stressed and felt she came out in hives. And often people describe that. I came out in a rash. I was so stressed. And certainly if there's an underlying cause, such as you may have started on a certain medication, you may have ingested a certain food that's triggered this off, and then the stress is making it worse. So the first protocol is to your pharmacy and to check in with your GP as well, particularly if you have lip swelling or tongue swelling. That's an emergency, you need to ring the emergency services. But check in with the GP if you find you're having a constant rash that's not going away. You can, the first thing is, if you are taking aspirin, ibuprofen, or any non-steroidal inflammatories medications, to stop taking those, seek the advice of your pharmacy or GP. Don't wear tight clothing. Keep a food diary. So if you find that you are getting these urticarial rashes after ingesting food, particularly food with colourings in it, keep a food diary. If you exclude that food and it goes away, reintroduce it and see if that rash comes back. Now, again, seek medical advice. It's really important.
What about treatments? I mean, are there topical treatments and are there systemic pharmaceutical treatments?
So the main form of treatment are plain antihistamine tablets. Now, there are various forms of antihistamine tablets. Some are short-acting and long-acting. Really importantly, some make you drowsy and some are non-drowsy. So it's very important that you're checking with your pharmacist or your GP or your nurse that what you're taking won't make you drowsy if you have to work or drive a car, for example. That's really important. Oftentimes, especially in the chronic urticaria, it can take a long term treatment with antihistamines of various strengths and dosages, which you'll work out with your GP to take them. So it's not your typical dose. So it's really important that you check in with your GP around that as well. In some patients, it's the urticaria just will not go away with typical treatment. Those patients are then referred to second level care facilities with the care of the consultant dermatologist, who can prescribe different treatments for this. So it's really important, if you have any rash, that you do check in with your GP, get them to check you. Again, there's not a specific test for urticaria. In fact, if you just rub the skin, you can see these wheals appearing in patients who have urticaria. But it's important to check in with a GP to be checked, to get these antihistamines prescribed for you. And then again, if it's not working, it can be referred to a second level care facility, to a consultant dermatologist.
Now, there are all sorts of urticarias which are described in the literature. Something called symptomatic dermographism. What on earth is that?
Yes, or known as skin writing. So again, if you have triggered to have urticaria, if these mast cells are producing histamine and other chemicals, you will, if you rub the top of a pencil on your skin, you will literally have a line of a red wheal on your skin. So you can literally write your name on your skin almost. And again, that's just the skin's reaction, the mast cells producing this histamine along with other chemicals that are producing this rash. And again, this rash is very itchy, so it can be very uncomfortable. Visibly, patients don't like it, but also they can feel very uncomfortable in their own skin, that kind of creepy feeling that people don't like. So again, it's important to check in and be seen. And again, this form, it comes in various forms. So contact urticaria is a nettle sting type of urticaria that we get. Mm-hmm. Cold urticaria is this, like, it's wonderful people are seasoming now, but often people can go into the cold water and they can get really, they can get this rash all over and almost have a faint feeling. So if that does happen to you, again, it's important to check in with a GP. Sometimes the sun can trigger off urticaria in people. Again, that's very rare. It's not typical. And more typical then would be things like from pressure. So say from a very tight waistband on jeans or from straps on clothing, that can cause urticaria. So, and again, the most common one, I think we've all had it, been stung by that nettle, and that's that form of contact urticaria that we have.
Now, are there any forms of this that can be really seriously challenging, you know, maybe even dangerous?
If you ever have tongue or lip swelling, that's an emergency. You need to call the emergency services. But it's important to say that urticaria really isn't an allergy or an allergic response. It can come as part of an allergic response. So, for example, I have a food allergy to berries. I have anaphylaxis, which is different. But as part of that anaphylactic reaction, I develop urticaria. In fact, it's the first symptom that I get. So I get the wheals, but I also get the lip swelling, tongue swelling, but a different process as part of that anaphylactic reaction. Again, that's an emergency, really important. If that's ever happened to you, that you go, you seek urgent medical advice, you talk to your GP about it, and then you obviously have a Jext, but that's different. The urticaria in that case is just part of that anaphylaxis. Mm. It's more disturbing for patients when they get this chronic spontaneous urticaria, where this rash is coming and going, it feels uncomfortable, it feels itchy, and it can feel long-term for people, and it can just really distract them from their work, their school, their life. So again, go and seek that help, because there are treatments out there to help you with this.
I'll read you a couple of the comments coming in. I've experienced of urticaria for nearly 40 years. It can disappear for a couple of years. Antihistamines help. Hugely itchy. Can cover much of the body. Lip swells, eyes, tongue and throat reacts. Told to avoid mustard, exercise, fatigue, spicy food and stress. It's no fun. Would love to know why it disappears each time. Sometimes for years. That's from Ronan. And another one, yeah. I've had urticaria since 2020. Anytime I get to touch something cold, I get hives. Thank God I've improved and it doesn't affect me as much now. Following guidance from a research paper, a high dose of vitamin D has and is curing it.
And it's one of these skin conditions where we don't have all the answers. So just that first listener said, it disappears for no reason for a couple of years and then comes back. And we know it's an autoimmune response, but we don't know why some people get it and some people don't. And identifying, that's a wonderful thing to do. Keeping that food diary. What was I doing? You know, was I cold sea swimming? Was I eating something with colouring in it? What was I doing? Another good tip is to use menthol. So menthol in aqueous cream, for example, it's really cheap. You can get it over the counter in pharmacies. Keep it in the fridge. If you got that hot feeling on, just rub it in long downward strokes all over your skin, as well as taking your antihistamines, and that can really cool the skin down and help as well.
Very good. Céline Daly, TARPI, nurse tutor and registered advanced nurse practitioner, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.